Chapter 7. The Great Quill. The sun was beginning to hang low in the sky, shining through the trees in shafts of pretty light. Twilight Sparkle and Spike had been weaving aimlessly through the trees, trying to match the drawings from Moondancer's notebook to the surrounding terrain. The crispy fallen leaves under Twilight's hooves only served as a reminder that she was getting closer to the equinox with each passing minute. After 2 hours of trekking and trudging, the pair was finally nearing the forest edge. Twilight looked down at the page of the notebook, keeping her eyes on it as she trotted. "So we circled 5 times around the stone with the carving of a book."
"The Rock of Pages," Spike corrected with a yawn.
This had all seemed a lot more action-filled in his mind and was taking much longer than he'd anticipated. But it didn't matter if Spike was bored. Once they'd actually found the first landmark, Twilight had become committed to this task. There was no stopping her once that happened. Now she was determined to see it through to the end. "And then we saw the creek with the waterfall."
"The cliffhanger."
"Right," Twilight nodded. "So that means the Great Quill should be right about..." Twilight pointed to the clearing up ahead.
"There!"
According to Moondancer's story, the town of Bales would be just past the landmark. It was a vague description.
"Is it a giant feather or a statue thing?" Spike wondered aloud.
At least the other landmarks were things one might actually find in a forest. He trudged through the grass, breaking out into the open field ahead of Twilight. The field was completely empty, devoid of feathers or statues or villages filled with books. Nothing present but a few lonely, odd-looking trees. Twilight's heart sank. They'd just wasted hours. It was time that could have been spent searching another library, or even sleeping, for that matter. Twilight was about to suggest to Spike that they head home to Ponyville to rest, when the little dragon went running at top speed toward one of the trees.
"What are you doing?"
Twilight galloped after him. Spike stared at the tree, leaning his head back to look at its feathery branches in awe.
"I think this is it,"
he whispered as he touched his claw to the trunk. He took a few steps back to get another glance to confirm his suspicion. The tree appeared exactly like a giant feather.
"Now I see it," the princess gasped. "The Great Quill!"
Spike and Twilight exchanged a proud smile, and for a moment everything seemed that it had been worth it. But there was one tiny problem. Bales was still nowhere to be seen. Twilight sat down in the grass, suddenly feeling quite exhausted. Up in the sky was a sunset so brilliant, it was as if the Pegasi had painted it with orange, pink, and gold. Twilight's mind drifted to Princess Celestia, across the celestial sea in Monocult, as she worked to lower the sun, her magical power equivalent to an entire group of unicorns. What would she do if she were here right now?
"I guess we were wrong."
Spike plopped onto the grass next to Twilight, defeated.
"Now what? Should we go home?"
The other royal ponies, Princesses Celestia, Luna, and Cadence, had always told Twilight Sparkle that the quality that made her stand out from other ponies the most was not her advanced magical abilities at all. It was Twilight's intuitiveness. With friendships, with all kinds of creatures, and with tricky situations such as these that set her apart. Her intuition was telling her that it was worth one last try. Twilight stood up and braced herself. The alicorn pointed her horn at the empty field and summoned the most powerful revealing spell that she could imagine. Soon the energy flowed through Twilight and surged out of her body through the tip of her horn. It billowed into a large, shimmering cloud of magic that swirled and danced about in the open air. Twilight closed her eyes. When she opened them again, the most beautiful village she'd ever seen had materialized. Bales officially no longer belonged in the fiction section.
It was real.